occur at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, last week I finished up the series I was doing on the 23rd Psalm, and as always happens when I come to the end of the series, somebody asks me, what are you doing next? And I always answer, I don't know, because I have ideas, and they never seem to work out. I had an idea last week about what I was going to preach about this week, and something came up that kind of changed that. I really need to stop planning ahead so far in advance. Yesterday morning, I was talking with some friends, and one of them was kind of surprised to hear that I had lost my day job. And he said to me, I thought you were a pastor. Doesn't your church pay you full time? And I said, well, the church pays me a little bit. It's kind of part time because it's a small church and they really can't afford a full time minister. And he said, well, you need to become one of those fire and brimstone preachers like they have on TV because they make the big bucks. And I like to think I have a little more integrity than that. So I don't really preach the fire and brimstone stuff all the time. Well, it has its place. It has its place. But that's not what you're getting today. I think it's important, as we hear a message, it needs to be something that's going to touch our hearts. It needs to be something that's going to uplift us. I'm having trouble with my P's today. Uplift us and bring us closer to God. And that's where our little index cards that you have came in today. What I'm hoping you'll do, I have more if anybody needs one. Did anybody not get? Anybody not get here? If what I'd like from everybody, if you can, I want to know what your favorite scriptures are. Oh, I have pens too to pass out, if because I know folks don't have pens. And you don't need to worry about coming up with it today, because I'll be back another time. This is it's gonna take a while for me to get through all this. Does anybody need a pen? Here, can you pass? I'm gonna toss it there. Okay, neither am I, clearly, here. So if you would, jot down on the note card what your favorite scripture is and put it in the offering plate. If you don't remember exactly what it is, just write down as close as you think you can get to it, because I can never remember the address, the chapter and verse that my favorite verses are in. I have trouble with that. But if you remember that, great. I want to know that. If you just write something down as close as you can get. If you have to take the card home and bring it back next week, that's fine. If you miss next week and bring it back the following week, that's fine. It's going to take a while, I hope, to get through all of this. But I want to know what's important to you, and hopefully we'll be able to take that and make it important to all of us, and maybe you'll learn something about your favorite verse that'll help make it more special to you, make it more important to you, and help that, when you remember it, to bring you closer to God again. Because I think that's important. It's important for us to have that relationship, have a relationship not only with God, but with God's Word. That being said, I'm preaching today on my favorite Bible passage, which is Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 through 31. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I love that, because I'm a person who's always tired and weary and weak. I know I'm weak. I mean, if you were here last week, you saw me being weak, and I rely on God. I always bring this passage to mind, and it reminds me that I serve God, and He holds me up. He gives me the strength to run when I can't run. It's been a long time since I've really tried to run, but it's hard. We do complain sometimes to the Lord, don't we? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by God. Do we do forget sometimes, don't we, that he's with us? And we pray sometimes, you know, wondering, you know, is God listening? Does he hear us? Is he paying attention? And sometimes it's really a matter of patience. Sometimes it really is a matter of having patience, which is difficult for us sometimes today because we live in an impatient society. You know, the 5 minutes it takes to microwave my dinner, I don't have 5 minutes. I don't have a minute and a half to heat that burrito up. I'm in a hurry. We're impatient. It's just the way we are today, is we've got to get from here to there as fast as we can. I saw such impatience yesterday. I was at the skating rink playing music, and there was this one little girl who came up, and she had requested, she wanted to hear Let It Go from the Disney musical Frozen, which I'm so sick of that song. But every week there's some cute little girl who's about this tall who comes up and asks for it, and I'll play it for them. But she came up and she asked for it, and I said, okay, honey, I'll play that as soon as I'm able. There's a long list of people in front of her. Yesterday, there were just so many people coming up with and requesting these songs. So I've got like this long list. And every single time a new song started, she came up and she said, when are you going to play Let It Go? I said, it's on the list. I'll play it. And then she'd come up and she'd say, when are you going to play Let It Go? After about 10 songs, I just really got tired of her asking. And I said, I'm going to play it next. And I'm not the only one that's tired of it, because we're at a point now where you play that as soon as that song plays, you hear this groan come from the crowd. But there's that one little girl, and when it's all over, she comes back and she says, thank you. But there's that impatience. I love this song and I want to hear it now. I'm going to be here for another 2 hours, but I want to hear it now. And she came back 20 minutes after I played it and she said, can you play it again? No, I can't. But I want to hear it now. Lord, give me patience now. We need to wait sometimes. We feel like we're left behind. We feel like we're forgotten. But we're not. We just need to wait. We need to be patient. Usually when the kids ask for a song, they say, can you play it next? No. There's a line. Be patient. The verse goes on that the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. God does not get tired. Well, wait a minute. On the seventh day, didn't he rest? Yes, he did, but it wasn't because he was tired. He rested from his labor on the seventh day, not because he was tired, but to show us how to rest, because he knew we were going to get tired. 6 days of work, I get tired. 6 days of labor, I'll get tired. Okay, 1 day of labor, I'll get tired. I need to rest. But God does not get tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. Like I say, he doesn't get surprised when we come to him with a prayer request. You know, there's this long list of people that we pray for, and it's good that we pray for these people, but you know what? He's not surprised that somebody needs prayer. He knows. Before we ask, he knows, but he wants us to ask anyway. He wants us not to remind him, because he doesn't need reminding. He knows. He understands better than we do. Sometimes the answer to our prayer might be no, because it's better for us that it is no. We might not be ready to accept that, because we're children. I mean, we're God's children, certainly. We understand that. We're God's children, but we're children. We want what we want, and we want it now, whether it's good for us or not. I never thought I'd get so much sermon material out of being a DJ. But Friday night, when the tweenagers come in, I've started DJing Friday nights now too, and there's a lot of tweenagers and young teens who are coming in, and the old DJ isn't there anymore because he was playing music that the owners of the skating rink didn't like because of language. I'm really shocked and appalled at a lot of the music that kids are listening to today, and they think it's okay. And you know what? I'm not going to play it. I mean, the skating rink is a family environment. And you know, they talk about the and they have a no foul language policy at the skating rink, and good for them for doing that. And they enforce it. They have had to have some kids removed from there for using foul language. Sad but true. Well, I think that should extend to the music. And it's amazing how foul a lot of the music that these little kids are coming up and requesting is. And you know what? I'm not playing it. I'm not. It's not just the words. It's a lot of what's implied in some of it. You know, I'm a father myself. And when I get a song requested that I've never heard before, a song that I don't know, I get on the internet right then and there, and I read through the lyrics of the song. And you know what? If I don't want my daughter listening to it, I'm not playing it. Sometimes the answer is no. I know when I was growing up, I made some unreasonable requests of my parents, didn't I? Yes, my mother is nodding her head. I made unreasonable requests. We all made unreasonable requests, and sometimes the answer was no, and it was for our own good. Just like we come before an all-powerful and all-knowing God who knows what's better for us than we do. It'd be a great miracle if I could eat nothing but ice cream and not be fat. But God knows better. It would be a great miracle if we could all just have anything we wanted. That would be marvelous, wouldn't it? But it's not good for us. We want what we want, and we want it now. And sometimes the answer is no. But there are some things He gives us. The things that are good for us, and the things that are good. The blessings that we need to get through the day. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Sometimes we just don't have the strength to go on. And that's just how it is. But He holds us up. There have been times on Sunday afternoons where I come in here and I'm just so tired. There are times I come in on a Sunday afternoon and for whatever reason, for whatever's wrong with me, I'm so weak I can barely stand. I can barely walk. There have been some Sundays where I've been in such a condition as that I get left home. Maybe for my own good. Sometimes we need to be protected from ourselves. But even in those times when I'm tired and weak, and I do manage to make it in here, I manage to stand up when I know I can't, because God has given me the strength, because He wants you to hear the message that I have been given. Last week was one of those weeks, and I several people on the way out said, you know, when you're like this, you preach better. I think it might be the devil making me weak and God fighting him. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. You know, Ruby's the only youth left and here, and she's not here at the moment, but she'll be back. We get tired, even kids. I always thought it was kind of funny because as a child, when Ruby was smaller, she seemed to have more energy, and I could never figure out how there was so much energy in a little kid. And I figured it out. I think they suck it out of us. Because did you ever notice when little kids are around, you're tireder? They suck that energy right out of us. But again, we go on. We go on in the power of the Lord, knowing that He's holding us up. Those who hope in the Lord renew their strength. The King James says, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You see, it's when we serve God that we get this strength to go on. I think part of that is the fact that we know what's important. You know, it's important to me that I'm here on Sunday afternoon. It's important to me that I stand and bring the message that God wants me to bring. I know there have been times that I've prepared messages that I don't think He wanted me to bring. And I think some of those are times that I've been down, that I've not been able to get here because He stops me. The word used for renew, as I was researching this, I found out that's the same word for changing your clothes. When it says that He's renewing our strength, He's taking away the weakness and giving us strength. We're able to put on strength. Think of it like clothes. When you're weary, just shed the weariness. You can just shed the weariness and put on strength. That's amazing. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Wouldn't it be great to soar like an eagle? Again, something that I just can't imagine being able to do on my own. Something I'm just not able to do on my own. It takes God to hold me up. It takes God to give me strength. It takes God to get me out of bed sometimes in the morning because I can't do it alone. This is a passage of Scripture that I hang my hat on. And every time I read it, I'm reminded of what God does for me, the strength that He gives me when I have no strength of my own, the will to go on when I don't want to, but I know I have to because I'm serving Him and it's what He wants. Every time I read this or every time I hear it preached, I get something new out of it. This time it's that shedding of the clothes. This scripture means a lot to me. And again, I ask you, what scripture means a lot to you? I want to know. I want you to share that with me so I can share it with you. We can share it with one another. Again, I ask you, just jot something down on your card. And if, just as close as you can get to it, if you want to write down the one about this, we'll find it. And hopefully we'll get to them. We'll get through them all as soon as we can. I know Robin reminded me last night, Advent's coming up. You got to start thinking about that. It's true. If we have to take a break in the middle of that and deal with Advent, we'll do that. I think we did that last year. We'll go right into Advent, pick up after. But that's where we stand. That's where we stand. We want to know what scripture it is. Where does God speak to you? Where in His Word does He speak to you the most? Now, I know I've been told that when you, as a pastor, when I go to funerals, a lot of times, one of the things a pastor asks at a funeral is when talking to the family, what was their favorite hymn and what was their favorite scripture verse? And he said, 9 times out of 10, they'll tell you that their favorite hymn is Amazing Grace and their favorite scripture verse is the 23rd Psalm. And what that really means is they don't know. Now, if your favorite scripture verse is the 23rd Psalm, write that down. I made a mistake a few years ago when we were asking about, I wanted to know what everybody's favorite hymn was. And Miss Peggy, who sat up here, came up to me afterwards and she grabbed me by the shirt and she said, "My favorite hymn is Amazing Grace. Don't you tell me it isn't." Because my mother used to sing that to me every night. So if your favorite verse is the 23rd Psalm or your favorite verse is John 3:16, go ahead and write that down. If it's something else, write that down. I want to know. That's good. And I'm having trouble stopping, so I'm going to end it there, and we'll move on to communion.
Lord, who can live in your sanctuary? Oh, Lord, who can walk on your...
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Benediction is a good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And I think the good and final word for us today is that renewal, that new clothes. I mean, what's more majestic than an eagle? I mean, we all love that image, the eagle soaring through the sky, and I'm sure that at some point we've just thought, wouldn't it be great to be able to do that? And under God's strength, we can. Maybe not physically fly in the sky, but in we have that strength. He gives us that strength. And if we don't have it, all we need to do is ask. He will give us that strength to go on through the day, to start the new day. Whatever the strength is that we need to do for Him, He will give it to us. He promised. And you can take that to the bank. The service is over. Your service may now begin. Go from this place and be blessed. Amen.